Far-left anarchists attack political building, demand release of terrorist prisoner. By Chris Tomlinson on March 14, 2023. Far-left anarchists attacked an office of the left-wing Italian Democratic Party, PD, over the weekend, demanding the release of convicted anarchist terrorist Alfredo Cospito. A group of far-left extremist supporters of Alfredo Cospito attacked a PD headquarters in Rome, attacking the Circolo PD Italia Lanciani, setting off an explosive device that smashed the window of the building. Those who use violence against democratic seats are enemies of democracy. But we won't be intimidated. We will continue our work. Because the principles of the Republic enshrined in our Constitution are and will always be our compass, the party wrote on Facebook Monday. According to a report from the newspaper Il Giornale, the protesters were demanding the release of convicted anarchist terrorist Alfredo Cospito, who shot a nuclear company director and bombed a Carabinieri cadet barracks, writing Free Alfredo on the side of the PD building. Roberto Gualtieri, the mayor of Rome and a member of the PD, expressed solidarity with his party colleagues saying, "Solidarity and closeness to the Circolo PD Italia Lanciani for the cowardly attack that damaged the premises of the headquarters. I hope that those responsible for this cowardly act will be identified. No room for violence in our city." The attack comes despite efforts by PD members such as members of Parliament Cecilia Delia and Andrea Orlando tried to help Cospito be freed from the 41-bis prison regime, which greatly limits his contact with the outside world. Earlier this year, Cospito attempted a hunger strike over the 41-bis regime and his far-left anarchist allies attacked police and others in both Rome and Milan during the hunger strike. In one incident, six police officers were injured as a result of clashes with anarchist extremists in Milan last month as extremists threw improvised homemade explosives and other items at officials. It was revealed by Italian media that Cospito has been placed in the strict prison regime, which was initially designed for mafia members, after he sent letters to supporters explicitly advocating for violent terrorist attacks. "The revolution can only be made by those who have the devil in their bodies and are not afraid of the word terrorism because they want with all their strength that the powerful live in terror. It will certainly not be the penal code or the threat of 41-bis to silence me," Cospito wrote. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.